coming to you from the mountains and the plains. The only conservative voices brave enough to push back. This is the Conservative Daily Podcast with Joe Altman.
That's what the Second Amendment was designed to do. If you're going to do something to nullify or take away my rights under the Constitution, come get it.
Max McGuire.
When you look at politicians on the left, they need to convince people that they are victims.
A resistance to the resistance. And now your hosts, Joe Altman and Max McGuire.
And welcome back to another edition of the Conservative Daily Podcast. My name is Max McGuire. We have been suspended from YouTube. That is right. We have been suspended from YouTube for 7 days. I assume that's 7 calendar days and not 7 business days. We've been suspended for 7 days for questioning the legitimacy of the 2020 election. Joe should be here shortly. Don't know where he is. Spoke with him this morning. He should be here. So yeah, if people have been watching the show the last week or so, you might be a little confused because we haven't done any episodes questioning the legitimacy of the election. And you're right, we didn't. We did episodes on other topics, and when we talked about it, we made sure to stay within YouTube's guidelines of discussing it from a historical perspective. Unfortunately, they got us with what looks to be an aside comment, a brief anecdote, not what the episode was all about, just for one or two sentences that Joe said in an episode. So we're going to play those clips. We're going to play those clips to show you exactly why we've been banned. But I feel bad. We can't even post on YouTube that we've been banned. People are probably going to YouTube to find where we are. So everyone, if you can, today's the day. We're on Facebook. We're on DLive. Make sure you share today's stream. On Facebook, it's really easy by hitting the share button. On DLive, you can share the link to our stream as well. So we're still working on getting that platform set up so we can go live on our own. Our tech team is making progress on it, but they were not faster than the YouTube ban hammer. So we're not completely banned. We're suspended for a week, but here's the problem. Here's the problem. They can go back and find other instances in our video where Joe mentions fraud in some capacity and use that to give us a second strike. And then even if we come back from the second strike, they can go back and look at any of the moments where I say we're not allowed to talk about that, and they can ban us for that. So we're probably done on YouTube. It is a shame. If we were going to just do this, we should have just done a video completely on election fraud instead of just waiting for off-the-cuff comments to get us. But it figures that since we're off of YouTube, which had the strictest terms of service rules regarding talking about election fraud, today's podcast is going to be talking about election fraud, talking about the consequences of speaking about election fraud and discussing everything we were not allowed to say on YouTube, but can say on Facebook. Facebook will, though, ding us and restrict us from reaching more people with this video, which is why if you'll look in the title, you see the word fraud is spelled out with spaces in between each letter. A little way to try and get past the algorithms. I doubt it worked. But yeah, we're going to talk about this. They're going to try and restrict us from reaching more people. So again, hit that share button on Facebook. Make sure you give us a like. Make sure you comment a bunch. I want to see 1,000 comments today. Usually we hover around 500. I want to see 1,000 comments. We have a lot of YouTube refugees who should be coming over and watching people you used to watch on YouTube, and should be the same on DLive. We put it in the text message that should be going out. So make sure you hit that share button. Make sure you like. Make sure you comment on DLive. Make sure you comment. And just to up the ante a little bit, we're going to give away 11 lemons. We have 11 lemons in our treasure chest. And it's going to be randomly given away to people who are on the stream right now. So while we're still waiting for Joe to get here, let's go ahead and play the two clips that I suspect are behind us being banned. It's the episode that they picked. Go ahead and put up my screen, Ms. Producer. This is the email that I got yesterday. Hi, Conservative Daily. Our team has reviewed your content, and unfortunately, we think it violates our spam, deceptive practices, and scams policy. Remove the following content from YouTube: impeachment, gun control, virus lies. We know that this might be disappointing, but it's important to us that YouTube is a safe space for all. If content breaks our rules, we remove it. If you think we've made a mistake, you can appeal and we'll take another look. Keep reading for more details. Your content, you share content that advances claims that widespread fraud, errors, or glitches change the outcome of the U.S. 2020 presidential election is not allowed on YouTube. So joining the show now is Joe, the man responsible for that ban. We're going to laugh about it, but I will say it is incredibly demoralizing to build up 8,000 subscribers on YouTube, and an off-the-cuff comment is what ultimately got us.
Look, we cannot be afraid of the truth, right? And we do know that Lauterworth Crowder went after YouTube, and we're going to do the same thing. So we're just, again,
he has a half Asian lawyer. We don't have one of those. We got to find one of those. We got to find a half Asian lawyer to fight our battle. I'm all for speaking the truth. I just get very frustrated when we're talking about one issue and a sudden unannounced topic change off the cuff ends up taking us down. That's the only thing. Like, if we're going to do an episode about election fraud, let's do it.
I think the words virus lies, I don't think that they're that complicated. I mean, I actually don't believe that they're not lazy.
Well, they didn't ban us for virus lies. They banned us for false claims about election fraud. And I watched it, so we're going to play it. And in the comment section, I want you guys to say whether you think these two clips violate YouTube's terms of service. So let's go ahead and play the first one. This is a comment you made, Joe. It's weird doing this as like a postmortem, but this is where you declare that you're allowed to have an opinion and no one can punish you for it, which apparently they did. So let's play cut number one.
Governor DeSantis was on there and they're basically attacking him. I mean, he calls Biden Joe. He says, "You will call me Mr. President," or "You will call me President Biden." And he goes, "No, I won't. And go F yourself." Did you hear about that?
I didn't hear about that last part. Is that true?
He absolutely said it on the call, and then he hung up. Right? He literally tells Biden, "Go F yourself." It is amazing the amount of courage that man has. First he tells them, "Hey, don't piss on my leg and tell me it's raining." And then he gets on a call and calls him Joe, and he's like, "You will call me Mr. President." And he goes, "No, I won't. Because I don't believe you're a legitimate president. That's my feeling. See, I can have an opinion. I'm giving you my opinion, right? That's my opinion." But the fact that he actually fired back and then hangs up the phone. Say, "We're going to protect Floridians. We're going to protect people in our country."
So that, I went through, I watched it all at,
I like
at
that
double
clip.
Speed. Yeah, but it is interesting that you proclaiming I'm allowed to have an opinion.
Right.
Maybe one of the bits. I watched the whole thing again, and there were only two spots that I identified as really coming up against that line. And you proclaiming that Joe Biden is not a legitimate president. it crosses
it
that YouTube service line.
It might have done
line.
That. It might have done that. I think it
and you can
funny.
Hear me during it. You start going down the path, and I just going. There's a moment where I just start making like we're gonna get banned for this. KP on D Live is saying you do not. I do not see you live on YouTube. Yeah, that's because we've been suspended for a week. We won't be on YouTube.
And Max is upset about it, and I'm not, because everyone that's listening just has to find us on another platform. And we are, you know, again, I'm hoping that Parler actually comes out with their own live feed, and they may do that as well. And I think that'll help us, reach more people in a more free platform. But
I totally get the whole thing of making sure that we speak the truth. But again, it's frustrating that this was the one that got us, because it was a jam-packed episode with impeachment coverage, gun control executive orders, and how Andrew Cuomo is killing senior citizens.
Hey,
and it was just an off-the-cuff declaration that Joe Biden's illegitimate.
You don't know
out of
it
nowhere.
Was me.
Out
you
of
don't
left
know
field.
It was me. You don't know it
wasn't
was me.
Okay.
We don't know if it was you either. I'm going to blame it on you.
Yeah.
I think it's the cold weather got to your head.
50-50 chance it's you, I guess.
50-50 chance. 50% it's me, and the other 50% is probably Joe.
Well, here is the second. Here's the second clip I identified, where you spontaneously, without any provocation, declare that the New Hampshire election was stolen and that electronic voting machines stole the election. So let's go ahead and play this one and see if this one violates YouTube's terms of service. Let's play cut number two.
Well, that's all they want to do. But then you have stuff that's coming out of New Hampshire. That came out. So Jim Hoft over at Gateway Pundit actually reported on that. I don't know if you saw that, but reported on the hand audit that happened, right? It just happened at every
audit, and allegedly every Republican single, was shorted.
Every Republican in those counties were shorted. And then you have what happened in Maricopa County. So we all know that they were under subpoena. Now subpoenas don't mean anything. So if you're rules for thee, not for me. They're basically trying to hide. Why are you trying to hide if there's nothing to hide? That's a legitimate question, people. Legitimate question. If there's nothing to hide, why are you hiding?
So I'm going to go out on a limb and declaring that the election was stolen in New Hampshire violates.
I did not. It's not exactly what I said.
Let's go ahead. Put up my screen again. These are the actual terms. Content that advances false claims that widespread fraud, errors, and glitches change the outcome of the U.S. 2020 presidential election is not allowed on YouTube. Going to go out on a limb and say spontaneous declarations that New Hampshire was stolen and Maricopa County was stolen, which can be true. Just
so I can
out of
say,
left field.
I can tell everyone it's true now, right? I mean, we could actually have a conversation about what actually is happening across the nation and that there's...
Well, you can still get fact-checked.
I can.
You can still get fact checked on Facebook. Yeah.
But how can I get fact checked for telling the truth?
The fact checkers always lie. I mean, the fact checkers are out there claiming that what we talked about yesterday with wind power was false when the wind turbines were absolutely frozen. They just want to come out in defense of wind power and green energy. But no, that one was definitely you. There's no.
I might have said that. And I meant it.
You can mean it.
Because
you
it's
can
true.
Mean it, but
because
when
it's
it comes
true.
Out of they're, left they're field and it's not truth. What we're talking about.
Doesn't matter. They're censoring truth. They don't want anybody to hear the truth. By the way, we need to tell people what that episode is so they can go back and watch it if they haven't watched it. What episode
yes,
is that?
Yes, it is impeachment, gun control, virus lies.
Okay, but which
you'll
one?
You'll notice that voter fraud is nowhere to be found in the title. Because it was a topic that was just came out of left field.
Spontaneous. I think, yesterday was pretty spontaneous. We had a really good hour that you weren't on. I know that you were getting warm.
I was watching it.
You were
literally
watching it. Yeah, I know I saw you,
a little
troll.
Bit, yeah.
You were in there going, don't you want to stay back on? Get back on. We're not going to talk about
Paul.
We're not.
So that we can get back on topic.
I didn't want to talk about green trees or green problem. That's not what I want to talk about. Now, today, we're actually talking about something fun, which is the fraud that actually happened in the election. We can actually talk about that fraud.
As long as you don't get fact-checked. If we get taken down off of Facebook, we're stuck with DLive.
DLive is awesome! Other than the fact that we cannot get lemons. We might have to set up a separate page that we use for satire and that's not political, and then tell people, hey, you have to go over there and give us lemons.
Oh yeah, that would be a violation of their terms of service. You just have a very criminal mind. You're just always itching to figure out how to violate their terms of service.
I don't have a bigger criminal mind as they do over at
I don't
YouTube
know.
And Facebook and the,
I don't know if
the Democrats.
I don't know if you've read the terms of service and have figured out ways to violate it, or if this is all just coming organically. Like, oh, you know what would be really great if we went into a bank and took all the money out. Well, no, that's illegal. We can't do that.
We can't probably do that. You know, the best part about this is that there's no way that we can actually see what's that guy's name? Oh yeah, Eric Coomer. You know, the guy that works for that thing called Dominion.
Well, that's the whole thing. You know that he's reporting every single video that
cares?
We put out there.
They also reported on my personal Facebook page.
We built up Facebook. We built up YouTube to 8,000 subscribers, and now we're just off for a week.
We're taking a week break from them. We can just put it over here on DLive. I actually like DLive or our website.
I like DLive
or Facebook, or they can see us on podcasts. Or I mean, there's a ton of different ways that you can actually reach us now, like 20 different ways or something like that. It's pretty crazy. I like DLive. DLive is nice. I get to watch people. I don't have to go back and forth between YouTube and DLive. Yeah. Anyway, I thought it was pretty too many sites to keep up with. Yeah, I agree with you. So I want to talk a little bit about what's actually happening with this fraud, right? Can we talk about that for a minute?
Yeah. I mean, let's just double down.
I'm not doubling down. I'm telling the truth.
It's a shallow pool. All the signs around say no head first diving. And Joe's in here on the high dive. He's going to set the record for the high dive in the shallow baby pool. No, we can do it. We can do it.
Look, I'm trying to be nice through this whole deal and tell everyone that, you know, that they're censoring and cutting off everyone. They're cutting off everyone. They're cutting off Mike Lindell. And, you know, I love Mike Lindell's videos, 2 hours long. I think he'll probably cut it out by the last 25 minutes. That's just my opinion. Not that there wasn't outside interference and that there wasn't the, you know, maybe people connecting with IPs that are from China and other countries, but because I think that's a distraction from what really happened on election night. And I think there's a lot of chaos that got developed by having multiple things in multiple areas. We go back to what Joe Biden said when he said we've comprised the largest. I don't even know. Are we allowed to say this on Facebook? He actually said it. You know, the largest.
As long as you don't use the three words that rhyme with drop the peel, I think we can get away with talking about this. But if you use
watch us get stricken for a day for saying drop the peel.
Drop the peel.
Rhymes with drop the peel.
Yeah, we can't say anything that rhymes with drop the peel. If we do, Facebook has declared that that is verboten.
Verboten.
So we can't say that.
Yeah.
German for forbidden.
Yes. But there are a lot of things going on. But one of the problems that I have, and on his video, I think he could have just cut that out and he would have been absolutely spot on to the things that are wrong in the Dominion system. And it's not just Dominion. It's Smartmatic. It's ESNS. It's simplified parts of their system that are actually used on every level at every system. But I was just on the phone with someone, I'm not going to tell you who it is, but worked in government, and we were talking about how do we get everyone together at the same time. So we know that Sidney Powell has information related to voter fraud. We know that Mike Lindell has.
We're going all in. We're really going headfirst into the shallow pool.
We can talk about these people, can't we?
We still don't want to get sued. Like, ultimately. We don't want to get sued.
I'm talking about... Listen, I'm talking about bringing people together. How do we bring people together in one place so that all that information is collected, verified? And see, this is how it works. If you're trying to have bad behavior, you have two levels. One, which we've already proven that there's fraud. Now, does it rise to the level by which it would have changed the outcome of any election? And I didn't say a election, but any election. Because we're not just talking about the presidential election. That ink is dry. That sidewalk is already cleared. We're walking down that path. There's no way to go back. Constitutionally, there's no way to go back on what happened on January 20th, right? That's done. But what we can do is we can secure things in the future by identifying the things that went wrong in the election that led to or that had fraud in it, right? And I think that what I was trying to say to the person I was on the phone with is we have a jigsaw puzzle, and all the puzzles are spread out across the country. And all the puzzles are spread out not just across the country, but they're also spread out in different people in certain states. So we have to bring all that stuff together. We have to bring the jigsaw puzzles together, because as we start laying the jigsaw puzzles one by one next to each other, we'll actually be able to create the picture, because people have different pieces of information and don't even know that information's important. And why I know this is true is that while I was in Washington, D.C. meeting with the Election Integrity Project the week of January 5th, no, I was not on the Capitol at all. I was in other places having conversations with people in the government. But if you put all those pieces together, and while I was there, I met with the Election Integrity Project, and they are really smart people, and they had information that I plugged in to what I was doing, overlaid it, and was able to say, okay, see, this validates it. We had never talked to each other. This validates it, but it gives me more information on the next part of the process, which is, you know, Dominion's actual servers, which sit outside, the connectivity of the system inside that would allow you to even walk in with a small server, say the size of a bottle, and put it on a table, plug a wire in. And so I was able to take this information, put it together, which is how I came up with the diagram, right, that talked about what happened within those swing states that night. But what's more important is that we start looking at other things as well. We start looking at other state systems. We start looking at people in those systems and irregularities in states not tied to those six states in question. And I think that if we actually do that and bring those people together, the picture will become crystal clear. And this gets back to how do we do that? So I just started making phone calls after that call, which is why I was late coming into here, saying, hey, would you be interested in coming to a meeting, a grand meeting with everyone and talking about this stuff? And everyone was like, yeah, absolutely. And I'm like, okay, now that we have, I don't know, eight people or nine people already, that'll kind of set the ball in motion to get everyone in the right, going down the right path. So it's
so all that can be true, but the way you know that Democrats don't really care about this,
yeah,
is they're advancing other ways to allow election fraud. Mm-hmm. So the electronic voting, yeah, all entirely plausible,
right?
But they're not even worried about that because they have their eye on other ways to steal elections. And I'm talking about, in the comment section, people were mentioning H.R. 1. H.R. 1 is the For the People Act. That's what they're calling it. And it would take all of the election law changes. Because remember, yeah, there's the electronic voter system side.
Yep.
But there's also the side that Democrats were going around the country and filing lawsuits in places like Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, forcing them to change their election laws to make it easier to submit fraudulent ballots.
Yeah, so we have to do the same thing.
Easier for people to fraudulently apply.
That is the thing that we can actually push for, is a solution to the problem. And those solutions, we have to think 3, 5, 10 years down the road too, like they did. They thought 20, 25 years. We don't have a 20-year plan. We don't have a strategic plan for 2021 on how we're even going to get rid of the trans Republicans out of the Republican party. Right. We don't have one. There's so many rhinos that the GOP is riddled with corruption on our side. We don't even have to worry about them. They're slowing us down. They're literally Democrats that are inside of our establishment, right? We'll call it the establishment, that are trying to promote the Democrat way of life. They've infiltrated it, and they can because they're evil. That's what evil people do, is they come in, they wreak havoc. They act like they're one thing when they're something totally different. And so we have to be able to get rid of those first, and we have to start looking at solutions to some of the problems that Democrats bring up, and that is election integrity related to disenfranchisement. So they say that minorities are disenfranchised because they don't have an ID. So you have to do research on the ID laws and say, okay, 0.04% of the population don't have IDs. Now, I made that number up, right? But it's a low number, right? So that number
is a very small fraction. Yeah.
So,
I mean, you can't be on food stamps without an ID. It's not possible. You have to have an ID.
But the way to actually get rid of that completely and get rid of the fact that you don't have to have an ID in order to vote, really simple. Ready? You make universal ID cards free in every state. You make them free.
No.
Create a program.
I had the idea. Instead of making the cards free, you just add photo ID to other government cards that people already have.
Right.
So you take your what's the card for food stamps? It's not called food stamps anymore. The card that you use for your actual food stamp money. Put someone's photo ID on that. Put someone's photo on the back of that. Right. Put your photo on your Social Security benefits card.
EBT card.
Right. Yeah, EBT. Thank you, Mr. Producer. On your EBT card for food stamps. If you make that a photo ID, you cannot claim that impoverished areas of the cities cannot get IDs because they already are using their food stamp cards, right? The EBT cards. SNAP, it. So how about just put their photo on that? We know that they need to show a photo ID to apply for that program. So just put the photo on that. And that's their photo. That's their ID. Because, you know, if they commit fraud with that, if they fake that, that is a big deal. And the government does prosecute people who commit food stamp, EBT, SNAP fraud. Absolutely. People do get prosecuted when they hand the cards off to someone else, when they fraudulently apply for the programs. So put it on that. Take someone's Social Security card, put it on that. Right? We don't have to force everyone to go to a driver's license office or DMV when we know that they already have ID cards.
So I think it's a great idea. Somebody just said that we have a new game. We take shots every time Joe gets banned. That was a good comment.
Well, you have Dude Man. I can't believe I have Dude Man 76 says he's out. Joe, get your own show and I'll be back. Joe on his own show would probably have already been banned.
So the truth is, which is why I said stand your ground.
It's a paradox. I won't watch unless Joe has his own show all alone. But that show would get banned before you even got a chance to watch it.
This is actually true. I promise you I would probably be banned. Only because I speak truth and I speak so unapologetically. And there are boundaries that these big tech Nazis have put on us. Am I allowed to say that too? I guess I can't call them Nazis.
Yeah, you can. I can't have an opinion.
Can't have an opinion. Nope. Nope. No laughing. No having fun.
There's lots of people though. Facebook. The people in the comment section on Facebook are very even keeled. They're like, yes, don't completely get shut down. People on DLive, not everyone, but some people are urging us to actively violate terms of service.
Yeah, we don't want to.
So that we no longer exist.
Yeah.
So it's I'm sure some people are saying it with best intentions, but I'm also sure that we do have leftists who are trying to get us banned. And one way to do that would be to try and egg us on.
No, I'm not going to do that. But I am going to continue to stand up and say what I think people need to hear, what people expect to hear. They expect to hear truth. And the only way that truth survives is if truth keeps being put out in front of the American people. And it's proving itself. And no matter what Facebook has done or YouTube has done, our engagement all the way through this has gone up like a rocket ship. So it's not like we're speaking things and people are going, maybe it's true. People are saying it's 100% true. We speak truth and we call the left what they are. Liars, pedophiles, rapists, and closet racists. That's what they are. That's what they represent. It's not my fault. It's their fault. That's what they, you got to call
maybe
what they
we
are.
Should move. Maybe we should move the show to Australia. Have you seen what's going on in Australia?
Australia is trying
to force Facebook. Yes. So Facebook is basically scraping news content and serving it to users.
Yeah.
In a way that doesn't pay the news sites who are creating the content. So in a very simple way, that's plagiarism.
Right.
Right. When you take something that doesn't belong to you.
Right.
And you share it in a way that's monetized, even if in a way that isn't monetized, but in a way that's monetized especially, and you're making money off of the work of someone else without giving them credit and paying them for it.
Yep.
That's plagiarism. Australia told Facebook, you can't do that. You have to pay websites if you're going to promote them in your newsfeed. Not the general newsfeed of people sharing things, but when Facebook says, click for news, and they show you the curated news, Facebook just decided to turn off news for Australia. So now Australians are all deleting Facebook. I mean, it's a very strange...
Well, I think we should delete Facebook.
Robin Hood story.
We have Facebook on here. It's fine. Well, I truly believe that Parler is a much better platform because it gets to the meat of it, right? Here are the people I follow.
I've tried for 3 days to post on Parler on our account and it doesn't let me do it.
Really?
I've tried signing out and signing back in. It just times out. It just doesn't let me do it. So Parler, in theory, is great. Parler also is banning people. Have you seen that?
No.
People who are posting jokes. Milo Yiannopoulos got banned for a joke. People are getting banned for jokes. They've come back in a way that is a less free speech. I mean, surprise, surprise, when you fire the CEO who was all about free speech,
right?
And you're left with Dan Bongino, a couple other people, but also big Republican GOP donors. It is not all that surprising that it's coming back with a little bit less free speech than you expected. I'll go and try. Yeah, no, it's timing out.
Yours is timing out?
Oh, yeah.
No, it should work. Well, I've been left alone, and I've been saying quite a bit. I've had lots to say.
They've
left me alone. Maybe they just like me better than you.
Yeah, it's like a parallel. It's like a parallel universe, a multiverse, where in every other social media platform, Joe gets banned. But in this one, Joe's the only one who can actually post.
Well, it is bizarre world, so just accept that it's going to happen. Yeah, it is. I do like Gab too, and we are. Are we going to get on Gab TV? Are we going to get on that? Because that is 100%
free. We're on Gab TV. Oh. It's not 100% free. It costs $100 a year.
Well, we'll do
and
that.
And we're on it. We're on it already. But every time I try and upload a video, it times out. So what we're seeing from all of this, at least what I'm experiencing, is no matter what I try to do with Gab TV to upload anything to it, it doesn't, it just fails.
But
so,
doesn't it have a live, in theory, doesn't Gab have a live deal as well?
Nope. No live.
So this is why we're doing, this IPO slash initial raise that leads to a bigger one that is a part of a IPO, or excuse me, a part of a publicly traded company that will lead to a bigger raise. That's why we're doing this. And by the way, for those of you that are listening, it'll be March 16th is when we will actually launch that. So if you're wondering when, that'll happen, it'll happen on March 16th. March 16th, we will actually launch the CF. It's the only way that we can do it. March 15th, they raised the crowdfunding source from 1,050,000 up to 5 million. And so that'll allow us to beat that threshold so we can have more people in it. On there's two primaries. One that's going to be for crowdfunding, private raise, that allows for people to be a part of it. And the other part, which is a accredited investors, where it's a little lopsided because we're oversubscribed on accredited investors by, I think, 3 or 4x. And there's supposed to be 5 million on this side, 5 million on this side. I kind of walk through it a little bit with you. And then we have to be patient. Within 6 months, we'll be at a place where we can do another fundraise for 350 and make that stock available to the public as well. And our hope is through this process that we're able to get data centers and secondary services and do all the things that we need to do in order to back away from Gab and these others. Because there are some sites that have live environments that are just like YouTube. They just don't have the bandwidth. So, you know, acquiring one of those, I think, would be pretty
easy.
It's
the bandwidth. And when you see, I mean, everywhere we jump to it and we try to use, like, Rumble is slow. Rumble, it takes me, I can only upload videos to Rumble at 1 megabyte per second. So when we go live for 2 hours and we have HD content at 1 megabyte a second, it can take me hours. I mean, that's an average. Sometimes it dips below. Yeah. It can take me a long time just to upload one video, right? Gab TV still doesn't work for me. I'll try it again. They have a rule where if you're 1 second over 2 hours, they deny it. So you can only upload 2 hours of content per day.
Ooh.
So when we per go day? Over to, by even, yeah, oh. per day. So when
Make
we go
Josh
over even
it.
By
you
one
don't
second.
Have anything to do.
Yeah, Josh, you don't have anything to do. Every time I talk to Josh, he's running around with this head cut off trying to do all
the different shows. I was just sitting in the chair
today
waiting on you. I was just setting up Joe's water.
You didn't set up my water. I brought my own water. What are you talking about?
I don't recall. I
brought my own water.
Joe Biden, that one. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you just pulled a Joe Biden.
Can I say that one?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I just thought about
that. Are you allowed to say that? Are we going to get banned for saying that?
Since today's the day.
Josh can say anything because he hasn't shown his face in a while, so we can't actually prove that he's a real human. He might just be a computer-generated voice.
There is no way you can prove that.
Yeah. So we're trying. Right now I'm in the process of uploading the video that YouTube suspended us for to Rumble. No surprise, taking a long time. I'm trying to now also, while we're on here, edit down 15 seconds so I can try posting it to Gab. Don't know if that'll work, but again, great opportunity to remind you guys, hit that share button on Facebook if you haven't already. Make sure that you give us a thumbs up, comment. I want to see a ton of comments. That's how we bust through.
I want to see a ton of shares. You got 250 people that are watching us on, and I got an email this morning, 250 people on Facebook. There should be 250 shares. Well, 249 shares, because obviously the Coomer won't share, but maybe he would. Can the Coomer share? Or Antifa journalist. That might be a couple of those too. So maybe 240.
That just when you say it that way, it sounds naughty.
What?
That's all I'm gonna say. And the Coomer share.
The Coomer share.
It just sounds naughty.
Oh.
We're at 957 DLive followers. So if you haven't already, DLive is that backup.
And you can
come
and you can share DLive, by the way. You can take the DLive.tv/conservativedaily and you can pick that up and drop it on your Facebook and Twitter. They love me at Twitter. They love me so much that I got banned
for Twitter. Yeah.
And I had 330,000 people following me on Twitter. And minutes they're like, boom.
Because of what you did that got you banned.
I didn't do anything to get banned. I spoke truth. That's the whole thing. Nobody
wants
truth. Did
they accuse you of doxing?
No, they didn't accuse me of doxing at all. They said that I had multiple accounts.
They accuse you of?
Multiple accounts.
Well, that was the first way. What did they end up ultimately
saying? No, that
was
ultimately what they did, is they said that I had multiple accounts. Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So because I had multiple accounts. I go, oh, yeah, okay, I have multiple accounts. Look, they're getting rid of anyone that does not follow their narrative. They're all in on it. All the big tech media companies want to do everything they can to turn the U.S. into Bizarro World. All of them. And tell me I'm wrong. I mean, Biden props up China. Propped up China. And they're killing people in these camps. I didn't even bring this up. Should we bring this up? And actually, Zach sent me an email or a message. And he goes, Joe, why don't you talk about the connection between what's happening in Hong Kong, these re-education camps, and the slave labor that's being used in order to build Apple computers and Apple systems. That's actually happening. So I had to research it to figure it out that was happening. And I'm going, oh my gosh, are you serious? But nothing to see here. It's cultural differences. Let's just kill people.
Yeah, cultural differences. So I just added a poll to our Facebook stream. Who is responsible for us getting suspended from YouTube? Joe or Max? Take the poll. Let us know who you think was the one that said
Max.
The bad thing. Go
it's
ahead, take
obviously
the poll.
Max.
Obviously. Obviously. I I'm all for speaking truth. People keep saying, Max, you're such a wuss. Why won't you just openly violate the terms of service? Because then we'd just be sitting here talking to no one.
No, that's not true. We'd find technology. We'd find ways to actually do it.
We're developing it.
We had a meeting. Yeah.
The banhammer dropped quicker than the tech guys could figure it out.
No, they're building
ultimately.
It.
I know. Well, yeah, they're building it, but the banhammer is always going to be faster than building a new YouTube.
Hey, you're not winning this. They're like Max,
oh, yeah,
100%
of course, yeah.
Max.
Well,
Josh. It's Josh. It's Josh. Yeah, you got to add Josh.
Let me pause the poll. I don't know if I can edit the poll. Let me see.
How am I getting dragged into anything here? What
I'm gonna close
on?
It. I'm gonna create a new one and add Josh
see,
to it.
This is what happens. Max is dominioning the vote. So if you voted, you had to go revote.
Yeah, revote.
I am telling you, it is. I want you all to know that it's definitely Max.
Okay, definitely I'm Max. Reactivating it. Joe, right. Max, Josh.
It's definitely. All right, guys, listen. It was Max because if Max didn't bring attention to it in the thing, Joe,
I didn't.
Get
I didn't.
Banned.
I no, tell all I did on the first one. All I did on the first one was just go. I didn't stop you. When you said, it's my opinion, damn it, and I have the right to say it.
All right, everybody's got to go back and re-vote for Max. Take Max down here. Come on.
I'm influencing an election,
and I'm within 100 yards.
Yeah.
100
yeah.
feet.
Come on, Joe.
See,
I'm going to get banned.
Yeah.
So the great part is that I don't really care about the results, but this is a form of engagement. So it's going to help us reach higher in the Facebook algorithm. So take that poll again.
Listen,
refresh your screen if you're not seeing it. Hit the refresh button.
I'm really happy with the 95 shares, but I would really like it if we could get to 270, 280 shares on Facebook. I want everyone to see this as an AMC stock moment.
Yeah.
I don't know if you noticed this.
We're a pump this.
I don't know if you noticed this, but I talked a couple weeks ago about a stock called Maxer, right? And I talked about how that stock was good. So what was funny is I was walking through, same thing happened with the stock. They had a bunch of people that decided they were going to short the stock and it shot the stock down again by, I don't know, another 20%. But what's interesting to me is that everywhere you look, the radicalness that we have in our society, the evil that we have, is able to manipulate things to hurt companies and hurt people. It's crazy to me. It's crazy that actually can happen. But again, it happened. So if you want a good stock tip, Maxer is a good stock tip. Make those guys lose money. Maxr. Yeah. It's a really good stock. It was really good at $4.
Did they do a stock split this year, or did they just go from the $20 up to $40?
They went from $4.
Yeah, well, yeah. They're at the very bottom, yeah.
Yeah. But right now, their 52-week low is 7, I think. And right now they're sitting at 45 because it wasn't supposed to go to 7. It was just it was pushed down by people that were betting against the company. And this is how they destroy companies, by the way. This is why being publicly traded, where you don't have a good representation of people in the community that want to take care of you, becomes a problem. And we'll be watching.
I'll just say that, Joe, even with you pumping this latest poll, we're still neck and neck.
We're neck and neck. Come on, guys.
Yeah.
We got 273 people. Hit the max button. I'm influencing you. All right. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you a free platform called Facebook that's only going to tell you what they want you to tell you if you hit max. Oh, it's already happening.
Richard on Facebook says the poll was stolen. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone's going to need to drop the peel on this one.
Well, I mean, if you're on D-Live and you can't
Rachel
see it,
says, I vote Josh, you know it wasn't him.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the whole thing.
April says that she shared and she also voted for me. Thank you, April.
She voted for you. That. See, Max is going to win this, and it's the reverse thing of he wins it, but he actually loses it.
It's actually a popularity contest. That's what everyone doesn't understand.
Which now I'd like to take the opportunity to let everyone know they should vote for me if I'm to be the most popular one. I'm probably the most reasonable one here.
Jeremy says, can I get a $25 gas
moment.
Card?
You're walking
Sorry.
On my
okay,
moment.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry, we don't even know if you're a real person.
Yeah.
Wow, all right.
Go ahead, Josh.
Yeah, well, no, it's okay.
No, go ahead. Okay. No, go ahead. Let's give Josh's moment. No, everyone, Josh moment. Go.
Get out there. Vote for me. I'm probably the best politician on this show. I will just make things up to make you happy.
Yeah. Wow, Shorgan on DLive says that she's going to cast her vote at 3 a.m. So, I don't even know if that's a thing. I just assumed they are going to cast their vote at 3 a.m. I don't want to misgender them. I can't read some of these comments, but they're very funny. Very, very funny. Well, April is sharing hashtag Josh Love. The last time ever, for people who are interested in Conservative Daily Podcast history, the last time that Josh showed his face, he ate the hottest hot sauce available on the market.
Right.
And there actually isn't any evidence to prove that he's actually survived that encounter.
He was an interesting individual when I took over the job. I mean,
we might have just uploaded Josh's consciousness to a server, and this is just his consciousness speaking to us after he died from that hot sauce. The polls are still neck and neck. You're almost winning, Joe.
Well, I don't want to talk about the poll anymore. Let's talk about stuff that'll get us banned. Let's talk about other stuff that can get us banned for the moment. I think it's funny. It's absurd that people are, you know, I initially had a conversation with Facebook, and we talked about the fact that you couldn't talk about, I forget what it was. I think it was having to do with hydroxychloroquine, right? Back in the day. And they said you can't take hydroxychloroquine because people are actually going out and drinking fish food or fish fluid, thinking that that's hydroxychloroquine. And so when I was sitting there talking to her, she actually said, someone that works at Facebook at a high level, she said, yeah, Joe, people are stupid. We have to just assume that everyone's stupid. That is the problem, is that we literally are protecting the dumbest among us when we're supposed to be actually protecting society from the stupidity that's actually running our country. Now we can't even point out stupidity. We're not allowed to talk about it, which means that they're promoting and rising up those people that are the dumbest among us. That's what they're doing. And now they're all in office, all of them.
Mr. Producer, go ahead, go to my screen. Just so we can see how Rumble's doing right now. Rumble has only processed 37% of our episode.
Wait,
got us banned.
Facebook just glitched us. What? You have to redo it. They glitched me too.
Oh, what? They made you win the poll?
No, they're actually stopping the video. They're slowing down the video so people can't watch it.
Ah.
Wow.
That isn't all that surprising. Which is a great reason to remind everyone to make sure you sign up for the audio version of the podcast, because even if the video stream goes down or they mess with it, we still publish the audio version of the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, and Podbean. So make sure you subscribe there. And if you are on an iPhone, you haven't already, make sure you give us a good 5-star review on Apple Podcasts.
Yeah. Well, I am I'm sitting here making sure it's not glitching again. It's not glitching again. So Facebook kept hitting the button to actually glitch. Is it glitching you? You're up. Yeah, people were saying it was glitching. It actually glitched for me. I don't understand it. I don't understand why Facebook interferes with truth. Why? Why do they actually interfere
with
it?
Well, they have interests.
They have their interests. But this is what happens when you put a bee of people together that influence each other to go down bizarro world pathway. That's what we're dealing with now. It's bizarro world.
Yeah.
It's bizarre what we're going through as a society. Bizarre. It says that when Joe started talking about hydroxy, it glitched.
Oh, of course.
Oh, my goodness.
And again, that was something that had nothing to do with the actual conversation at hand.
No,
that
was just talking
off
about
the cuff, immediate conversation change.
You can talk about it.
It's, ran afoul of Facebook's terms of service.
How is talking about that run afoul of their terms of service?
It's funny
we don't even know we're talking about something.
And then you start going on a stream of consciousness discussion, and all of a sudden you just break from the topic and you start sprinting for the line.
Yeah, that's what I do. 100%.
So we have a caller.
Apparently
we have a caller. Maybe she wants to help expedite us getting banned. We have Annie on the line, and Mr. Producer promises that it's not my wife. It's a different Annie. Annie, welcome to the show.
Hey, it's Annie from Dorchester. I talked to you before, remember?
Dorchester.
College. Yeah. I was going to tell you guys, it's nobody's fault. It's all of our faults for letting them tell us what we can talk about. It's nobody's fault. This is absolutely insane. I think I told you guys, my son's a U.S. Marine. He's a conservative because I know how to raise my kids right.
That's right.
And he's currently deployed, but I've been warning him and telling him, please don't like this, please don't like that. And he's, believe me, he doesn't need anybody coming in saying he's racist or he's this or he's that, which is crazy because his roommate is half African American. So let the military come and tell him that he's, because he's a Trump supporter, he's a terrible person. You know, it's insane. So it's nobody's fault. I think it's our fault if we don't
stand up,
fight back.
That's right.
I'm 100% with you guys. This is crazy that we cannot speak the truth. So I can't take your poll because I'm in Facebook jail.
Annie's joining me. Who would you vote for?
I'm in jail because this woman was attacking people on Right Side Broadcasting. So I was like, oh, go away, you commie skank. And Facebook is throttling me, too. Sorry, that's
well,
what she
least...
is. She was like,
commie skank.
So I told her she was, and Annie. I immediately got put in face. Literally 2 seconds after I typed it, they're throttling all of us. 2 seconds after, and I'm a nobody. I'm just Annie from Dot. And
well, you're not
two
no,
seconds
you're
after
not
I typed it, well, you know, I'm a conservative, but I got an email immediately. Okay, this is like the fifth time you've said inappropriate things. I'm like, okay, people can go online and wish horrible death on people on the left, but I called somebody a commie skank, which is the truth, and I'm in jail for 30 days. So I couldn't take your poll, but I would have.
30 days?
Annie. Is that your first?
30 days a hard time.
Okay, Annie. Now the truth is that you had one that was 1 day, then 3 days.
Oh yeah, absolutely. All right,
okay.
Yeah, but they were stupid things. I mean, it's not like I swear at people or whatever. But if you tell, I might have said, "Hey, the virus is fake," or I think I said the China virus or something once, and immediately
they'll get you for
you
that.
Start getting the warning. Yeah, you get the warning.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's nothing bad, but they don't, one side is being stifled and one side is not being stifled. One side can come and tell you all kinds of vile things. They can come on your Facebook page. My own family
so
has.
I don't actually know why the skank would be a bad word though. Cause it said the definition by Webster is a person and especially a woman of low and sleazy character. I don't think that.
And she looked it, so no, I'm just kidding.
Here we go. Here we go.
No. I didn't swear. I didn't use foul language. They told me it was bullying.
Oh my gosh.
What was it? I'm bullying. I was bullying her. I was like, okay, oh, wow. She's coming on the page. She was on, she was saying, oh, it was the day they were broadcasting the, over the weekend, Right Side Broadcasting was doing mm-hmm. the impeachment
stuff. Oh, the Trump
stuff.
Parade. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
She was,
gotcha.
Yeah, yeah. So she was saying terrible things about my president. So I said,
but you're allowed. You're allowed to do that because it's a part of their, yeah, their message. Yeah, it's
yeah,
part
but
of their,
it,
yeah.
But it was. I was on Right Side through Facebook, so immediately. I mean, because you don't know, they could be throttling anybody's comments yeah. that we say yeah. on your page too. When you think about it, like they could look mm-hmm. and say, "Oh, that person." Because I think I've said stuff too that you know, not, but whatever. Maybe about
we all say stuff from time to time.
Yeah, I'll say something about fraud, you know, about what we know took place. And so they could be watching our comments and then they're penalizing you guys for it. I don't know. So it's nobody's fault,
it
honestly. I think we should all be like Ron DeSantis because what Joe just said, I love him. I'm going to move to Florida now.
Love that guy. Love him.
Yeah,
so,
he's got courage,
Annie,
but yes.
Annie, before we let you go, because we are running up against the hour break.
I know.
I mentioned that I went to Boston College. And I wanted to get your take on this, being local. Mr. Producer, put up my screen. This was a tweet that Boston College shared saying childhood abuse can ripple through the life course and elevate the risk of involvement with extremist groups, notes BC Social, the School of Social Work, Professor Scott Easton, basically claiming that political extremism is not just a national security threat, but also a mental health emergency. So not only are we all insurrectionists, not only are we all domestic terrorists, but now we're also apparently mentally ill. What do you think about that?
Well, I'm going to tell you quickly in a nutshell. I have a sister who's been in and out of Shady Brook probably 10 times, okay? She's a loony liberal, and the other day she told me, I'm concerned for your mental health since Donald Trump lost. I think that you've got problems, and I think you should seek mental help. And I was like, that's the pot calling the kettle black. Goodbye, and we haven't spoken since. So, yeah, I don't agree with Boston College at all.
Well, Boston yeah. College, again, there's a professor. They prop up professors that read out of books that have never had
oh,
real
yeah.
life experience. And they indoctrinate them, and they carry on that indoctrination down to 20, 30, 40 students every class that they have. And they're basically
oh,
fishing.
Yeah.
They're fishing for kids' minds. They're fishing their minds. Can I get a weak
they
mind,
wanna
and can I actually just inject things into those weak minds? That's what they're doing.
Joe, they want to bring, I'm 100% with you. I have a nephew who currently believes he's a woman because I believe that this is with my loony sister. The school systems have indoctrinated these children and they've convinced them of things. I'm 100% in agreement with you. I mean, I've had conservative teachers in the school system when I was at my kids' presentations. Kid was given a Ronald Reagan presentation. The teacher came up and whispered, who was viewing it with me at this big presentation the seniors do in high school. And she's like, this is awesome. And I was like, why are you whispering? She goes, I'm a teacher here. They can't know that I like this. 100%. 100%. There's conservatives that are in hiding. She said, we are mocked and we will be in fear of our jobs if they know. She's like, I can't yeah. even let him know that I think this is an awesome presentation. So it's 100%. Where they're getting a hold of our kids and destroying them. 100%. Anyways, yeah. I'll let you guys go. I just thought I'd tell you it's nobody's fault.
All right.
Well, we appreciate the call, Annie.
That's
feel
not
free
an
to
option,
call in
though,
anytime.
Annie. Yeah, you can call anytime, but we're just going to just assume that it's Max, even though it's no one else's fault.
Well,
disclaimer.
I just put it up on the screen. Right now, the poll is showing that 46% blame Joe, 40% blame me, and Josh gets 14%.
You know, these
third party
screwed
party,
everything up. Come on, guys. Switch your vote before
Josh,
he takes it down.
Josh is the Ralph Nader. Josh is the Ralph Nader of our YouTube band.
I don't know if I like that one, but thank you. I guess. Thanks.
You're welcome. Yeah, thank
so
you.
So before we take a break for the hour, and we'll be back on the other side of the hour break, let's just tune in and see how Rumble's doing trying to upload our video. Put up my screen, Mr. Producer. The video that got us banned, Rumble is still at 41%. So about 10 minutes ago, reported that it was 37%. They are still going at it.
They're reading it while they're doing it.
On Gab, on Gab, we have uploaded the video to Gab, and it's 88% uploaded, but the screen looks like it might be frozen. So we will keep looking at that on the other side of the break. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back after this quick message.
Ronald Reagan famously said that our freedoms are never more than a generation away from extinction. Conservative Daily exists to make sure that never happens. With our community of 700,000 members, we fight every day to hold Congress's feet to the fire and stop them from surrendering our rights and freedoms. The fight to take this country back is not over. Please join our movement right now by going to conservative-daily.com and clicking the subscribe button to sign up for our free call to action newsletters. We have a chance to save this country, but only if we all work together. Again, this is conservative-daily.com, and don't forget to hit the subscribe button at the top.